It was a decision that the Czech Republic and eight other EU newcomers had long been pushing for, the enlargement of the Schengen border-free zone to 9 out of the 10 states that joined the EU in 2004. On December 31st, 2007, will mean an end to border checks and airport controls. It will finally give their citizens complete freedom of movement within the EU. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
For months now, the Czech Republic and eight other EU newcomers had been battling against a proposed one-year delay of Schengen's expansion. Tuesday's compromise solution was seen as a historic decision by the Czech negotiating team in Brussels. Interior Minister Ivan Langer had this to say.
Evropa přestane být rozdělena na dvě části, na země a občany první a druhé kategorie.
Europe will no longer be divided into two categories of states, two categories of people. The citizens of the Czech Republic will share not only the duties but also the rights and freedoms of EU membership, and the right to travel freely is a fundamental EU freedom.
Práva a svobody a jednou z těch klíčových svobod je svoboda pohybu.
The Czech Republic's inclusion in the Schengen border-free zone will bring many benefits, among them better conditions for Czech businesses whose trucks now spend hours stranded at various border checkpoints and no congestion of traffic for passenger cars. It will also mean that Czech border guards can now be deployed elsewhere, filling other posts and saving taxpayers' money. But first and foremost, it will benefit Czech citizens who will finally be able to get the full benefits of free travel within the European Union. Political analyst Jiří Pehe.
People in the Czech Republic will be really able to move freely across borders without really having to stop anywhere and submit themselves to border checks. And I think it's symbolic also because the Czech Republic was 17 years ago one of the most oppressive countries in the world, surrounded by guard towers and barbed wire. And in 2008, it will be one of the two countries in the European Union which will have no external borders to guard because it is surrounded by EU members and it has no coast and doesn't border any non-EU countries. So this will be really, even symbolically, a huge change in comparison with 1989.
So how do Czechs themselves feel about the prospect of travelling freely within the European Union? I spoke to people in the streets of Prague earlier today, and I found that most of them had heard the news and welcomed it.
No, já jsem rád, i když je to sice o tři měsíce později, než bylo.
I was glad to hear it, despite the 3 months delay. This is finally something positive for us. We travel abroad quite often on business, and it will be a relief not to have to spend time at every crossing.
Ano, protože už jsem takhle jela do Itálie, když tam zrušili hranice.
Yes, I traveled to Italy when they had lifted border controls with Austria, and it was a very pleasant experience.
No, já s tím budu spokojený, protože máme cestovní kancelář a bude to daleko jednodušší.
I'll be very pleased when it comes about. I own a travel agency, and this will make things so much easier for our clients. It will make things easier for everyone.
No, tak na jednu stranu to určitě je posun právě pro takové ty občany, kteří se v tom životě.
It will be an improvement for all law-abiding citizens. On the other hand, I am a little worried about criminals and such. It will mean a greater risk because it will leave the country more open and vulnerable.
Určitě zase pokrok další.
Of course it is an improvement. It is another step on the road to making us fully fledged members of the European community.